Welcome to the journey.
Hey, I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
And like the announcer said, welcome to the journey. How have you been?
Good.
Well, it's been a little bit since we've been on the air making a podcast. We've both been busy about Father's business, and time has not allowed us to have the luxury of sitting down together and conversating, as I once heard said.
There you go.
About the journey. Before we start, I want to do a plug. Is that okay?
Yeah.
A lot of you folks may not know who this gentleman is, but he is a prophetic voice of God. And he has really touched our lives. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolute blessing. And I want to call your attention, and I want to issue a very special thank you to Darren Begley. And you can go to the website, and there's a tab under the journey with Darren's name on it. If you click on it, you can look at all his YouTube videos, and he has an excellent school called X School.
Mm-hmm.
Brent and I are participants in that as we speak, and we are students in the program. And how would you describe the program, Brent?
It's just been really beneficial, hasn't it? We've really learned some things.
Oh man, yeah, it's been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The insight that Father has given Darren, I've never met a guy that had such wisdom.
Yeah, that's right.
And revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't heard of Darren, go to the website under the journey. You'll see Darren Begley. Click that tab and check out his YouTube and his ex-school. Also, he has a great book that you can order off his website. Brent and I are currently working through that one because mm-hmm. I am identified.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you want to know who you are, well, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, we've all kind of been in an identity crisis, hadn't we?
Oh, absolutely. It's like we're walking around with amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were born with amnesia.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, who am I? You know, and there's a lot of truth in that. I mean, man, what Father's been revealing to us, and I don't want to take anything from what Darren's been teaching or take away from his course, but all I can say is if you really want a life-changing experience, now there's only one caveat. You got to do the work.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't do the work, you're not going to get the benefit that comes from it. Well, in the past few podcasts, we talked about the journey. We've talked about that period of time when you went through the desert experience of isolation, the revelation of who you are, and then how he sees you. And now, as we move on into it, tonight we want to spend a little time, maybe a couple of podcasts, I don't know, on the doorstep of the kingdom.
Mm.
And, or maybe we should back up before we get into that, because we've been mentioning this in several of our podcasts, and Darren's mentioned it, and even, hey, what'd you think of the Shack, the movie?
It was wonderful, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It really was, and you hear relationship mentioned so much.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't got the gist of it by now, this whole journey is about relationship between you and him,
is
it
not? Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
And it is through that relationship that you discover who you are in the relationship.
Yeah.
So I want to share this. I started praying. Of course, you know this, Brent, but the folks that will listen don't. Once we started listening and Father turned us in the direction of Darren Begley and Miles Monroe and Graham Cook, and I know there's many others, there's more, you've listened to more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Father started opening our eyes to this, the whole concept of kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been praying for some time, I guess 2 or 3 weeks, about, you know, there's got to be a starting point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our homework assignment that Darren's been given this week, we're in Proverbs 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, those are some incredible verses, aren't they?
Some wisdom in there, man.
Oh, man, I've already gone through it about 6 times this week.
Yeah.
And when I was out mowing, I had my iPhone on my clip and I had my headphones on my ear. And I just started at the beginning and let it go.
There you go.
You know. But in that, I kept praying. I said, Father, where do I start? Where do I start? Because I want an understanding. And there's a very good reason why Darren goes back to Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Because in order to understand the mystery of the kingdom, you got to pray for revelation. You've got to pray for knowledge, and you got to pray for wisdom, and you've got to pray for understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started praying, and you and I talked about this, folks listening in. I mean, even prior to us listening to some of the guys we were listening to, God started convicting our heart about kingdom and the kingdom message. And we were like watching everything we could watch, but it was like you're going to a training course on how to build a house. No, mm-hmm. Let's put together a motor. And you don't come into the course until they've already got everything on the motor except for the carburetor.
Right.
Well, you're kind of behind the eight ball at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started praying, and Father, finally, a good friend of mine, I was talking to a preacher friend of mine, Howard Kidder. Hello, Brother Howard, if you're listening. And it was put on his heart, Father had put it on his heart to tell me about this book by Andrew Murray. And the name of it is Humility.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, isn't it interesting? And when you were in the institution, and we're getting smaller sticks that we're beating on the institution now. I think we've covered that enough, don't you?
Yeah.
But this is hopefully be the last time I even address the institution. How many messages did you hear preach on humility?
Not many.
I mean, it was covered, but it was like let's get over it and move on to what was more important.
Yeah, and it's one of those things like kingdom. Really, when you think about it, the message has always been there. We've overlooked it. But I believe that it's been set a time for such a time as this. And boy, has it not been turned up in our life.
Well, you're right. Let me ask you this question. Now, looking back after 6 years,
mm-hmm.
How different is what God did to you to get you on the journey? How different is that from Paul?
Yeah, it's got some similarities, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or David.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Or Moses. That's been right in front of our face. Those examples, those stories have been there the whole time.
Yeah.
But then when you go back and reflect, you think, well, you know, I've entered the same path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then it occurred to me, that's because that's the way our Lord and Savior did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know a lot before 12 years of age concerning him. But he was the one that would be the example. He was the first disciple, was he not?
Mm-hmm.
He was living it out before us, before those others. And so anyway, moving forward, we moved into a new level, if you will. And that new level is kingdom. And so I told Brent, I said, we've got to have a starting point. So as we share this, we can, you know, as we tell others about it, we can get them a point to start from. And I would also encourage you, I'm going to throw one more plug plague. Give you a plague. Plug.
Don't need a
locust are coming to your house. Darren Begley's ex school. I'm telling you, if you want to walk with Father,
boy, he'll show you. He'll share.
Man, I'm telling you. Okay, there you go, Darren. Plugged you in there, brother. Appreciate everything you do. All right, today we want to talk about Humility by Andrew Murray. You can pick this book up at Amazon. We're going to start with the fourth chapter. We're just going to deal with the scripture passages. He starts out in Matthew 11:29. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Mm. Now, oh, this is good. Now, how can you learn of him? Well, one way you learn from somebody, if you have a teacher, you can take correspondence course on learning how to do something. You can go in the classroom, or you can have a personal teacher. Mm. You know, and there's a difference. Now, I want to bring this in, because this is actually going to tie into some of the mental approach that we've been looking at. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. How am I going to learn of him if he's not here?
Right.
So where is he?
He's inside here.
He's inside.
Yeah.
So are we going to read of what he did? Read about what he did? Or are we going to let him teach us?
That's good.
All right. Now, if we're going to do that, that must mean that we have to be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
How's that even possible?
Well, just walking with him. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've learned since he's brought us out. Just walking with him.
Right.
One day at a time. And then it becomes more than that, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely.
We go down the road and it's like, thank you, Father, for, you know, thus and so. I mean, and it just rolls and rolls and rolls.
Usually we have to have personal time with somebody if they're teaching, don't we? That's mm-hmm. the best way to learn it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's it's hands-on. You can take a book, and I'm that way. A lot of times I'll try to take a book and look at something if I'm programming or some source code that I have to use something similar to write with what I do with work. But there's nothing better than having the teacher right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Learn of me, he says in Matthew 11:29, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Now, how do we put that in perspective with our daily walk? You know, this is the King of Kings that's given a description about how he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's not presenting himself to you as a king.
He never has.
Never has. But we know he is. And I can give you something on earth that's very similar. People can earn all kind of different doctorates. A doctorate in medicine. They can get a doctorate in music education.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And there's some people that are I don't want to say egotistical, because I don't think that's the word. But they have earned their doctorate. They want to be addressed as Dr. So-and-so. It doesn't matter what field of expertise that they're a doctorate in.
Right.
They want you to address them as Dr. Whatever.
That's their identity, isn't it?
That is. That's how they're known. That's how they want to be known. But the difference is, that's how they want the world to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus never does that.
No.
We know who he, not only is he King of Kings, not only is he Lord of Lords, but he is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a joint heir with us. He is our groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't lay that out. He takes all titles that he's justified in having. And this is what's so weird to our understanding. When he goes up, goes back to heaven, when he goes back, when he leaves the earth and goes back. Now you think how he's addressed in heaven.
Mm.
What do the critters that's flying around the altar say to God? Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
They address him as holy. But here's Jesus. Now he's indwelling. He's a joint heir with us. He's the lover of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
He is our groom. He says, learn of me. That must mean that he's right there with you.
Yep.
Now let's go ahead and do that there. I want you to share with them the Holy Spirit spoke to you when you was walking from the shop that day.
Yeah, just normal everyday stuff. Leaving the computer room and going to do something. And that still small voice on the inside said, and it was a lesson for me for some things I was going through. But what Father said was, I won't do it for you, I'll do it through you. So, you know, it's in those moments that you feel his presence.
So if he told you that, that must mean that he's there.
Sure he is.
And that he's going through it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through it beside you.
Right.
And we have the opportunity not only to be the student, but be the partner.
Mm-hmm.
And learn from the master. You know, learn of me. And that's so awesome. Because, see, here's another nugget. Ding! Bring that up.
There you go.
As you're on this journey, expect your theology to change.
Drastically.
Drastically and a lot.
Yeah. Well, maybe a better way to say it is wait for it to come to life. All of this that we're learning, walking with him, putting the word on the inside of us, wouldn't you agree that there's just a whole new, it's almost like when you got saved.
Zeal,
the excitement. It's almost like as you go deeper walking with him, it comes to life.
Oh, man. It takes on a whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new meaning. And I love that, what he shared with you. I won't do it for you. I will do it with you. Because I used to have the mindset that you can't do anything regarding yourself, that God has to do all of it.
Mm-mm.
But I've since changed on that because Father revealed that to me. You know, and I can say this too. I was 100% on hearing from Father, and that's true. And I've always studied scriptures, but I was trying to compare the scriptures with the relationship. And so in my mind, ultimately, the relationship was 100% most important. Well, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But putting that word in has a strong significance.
Sure it does, yeah.
The Holy Spirit can't pull out what's not in there.
Right.
And he can't use what's in there. And so I realize now that it's important to have the word in us. And the word cleanses us. The scripture says renewing your minds daily.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you renewing your mind with? And I'll give you another point. And I'm trying to transition. You know, I drink caffeine-free Diet Cokes. Love them. Have for years. I'm trying to transition to water. And I just literally hate the taste of water. I don't know why, because there's nothing else that tastes like water but water.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I like a watered flavor ice cream cone. You can't get that. They don't make water flavored ice cream.
Right.
Now they make bacon flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, all kind of stuff. But Father's been showing me this, and I think it's a God thing. I look at everybody that's healthy. I look at everybody that has the body type that I'd like to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one thing that they all have in common?
They all drink water.
They all drink water.
You know one thing that I like about water?
What's that?
It's always wet.
That's true. And it's not sticky either like a Coke is,
right,
you know?
Right.
But, so that's pretty awesome. But just realize that, here's another part of that on this journey. Now where we're talking to you, because you've gone through a lot. Be willing to sacrifice your theological concepts.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Because they may not be right. They may not be a father.
That's right.
And it's not what I tell you or what Brent tells you. It's what Father tells you.
There you go.
You know? And I think the hardest thing, and this is why the X School has been such a blessing, because I realized this, you know, we teach certain passages mean a certain thing, okay?
Yeah.
I'll give you one example. I'm just going to pull this out. Wives, obey your husbands.
Mm-hmm.
That passage and all that was under the curse.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer live under the curse. Under the new covenant, we're to be a union. We're to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Father always wanted. Well, here, why not bring that up? Because here's the thing. With your mama, I got to tell you this. When I went to Greek class in Bible college, it took 3 years of it. The Greek professor, bless his heart, he's gone on to be with the Lord. Doctor
mm-hmm.
Jack Akery said this. He said, take your mama and papa theology and leave it outside the door.
Mm.
It won't work for you in here because you're going to learn the truth. And you may not like it. Now, that's from a man perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when we studied the actual languages, we learned that man, not man, but it was, there were many things that was just, then jihad with the way I was brought up. Now, why did I say all of that? Your theology, most of the time, is based upon where you were brought up, who your parents were, and the church you were brought up in.
That's right.
You realize all three of those things are of this planet.
Mm-hmm. Of this world, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I'm telling you, don't be shocked or surprised. We've learned just to roll with it. You believe something, and then the Holy Spirit reveals to you what's totally opposite of what you believed.
Yeah. How many times has that happened in the
last
6 years? Oh my
gosh, how many times has it not?
Right.
You know, we lock into this thing. I was with a guy, and of course we do house church, y'all, if you don't know that. If the Lord tells you to come, come visit with us. We'd love to have you. But I was at a meeting this last weekend, 3-day deal, and this guy and I were talking, and he loves the Lord. And he was trying to qualify what legitimately allowed us to have house church.
Mm.
what their requirements to allow it permissible to happen. If you have two, you can have a house church.
That's right.
If you have two people, because he said where two or three are gathered. But I'm going to tell you, forsake not the assembling. You got to go back and look at that, because it has stronger meanings, and it has stronger ties even over that. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two people can do the same thing. So whether we have two or we have 20.
Right. How many times have you come by throughout the week to just catch up on the day or the last couple days?
Right.
And fathers show up in a greater way than when there were a bunch there.
It's always been that way.
It's amazing.
When Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about salvation, there weren't 30 other people there.
Right. It was just the two of them.
When he was in the upper room, there wasn't 100 people there. When do you find where the masses come? When there's food and when there's miracles.
Right.
Now, in modern day time, people come when there's entertainment. That's when they go. That's where you find them, when there's excitement, entertainment, drama. You'll find a group of people, you know. So don't be surprised if God doesn't start revamping your theology. And that's okay.
Yeah, and I think I would just plug this in, that it's getting easier now than it was in the beginning, isn't it? I mean, beginning, something would come up and it's like, whoa, 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 hold the phone. I need to process that.
Right.
But now, it's like, well, Father, reveal that to me.
Okay, yeah, we got about 3 minutes left in this podcast.
Okay.
But let me make this statement and see if it's not true. If you can read a passage of Scripture and it just jumps right out and you have full explanation of it.
There's rhema.
Well, it's one or two things. Either that's rhema or you don't understand it. See what I'm saying?
Oh, sometimes it could be speaking to you and it might be something that Father wants to change on the inside of you.
Right. Well, how many times have you told me about, you would get a verse, you told me this, I guess it's been a month ago, about there were certain verses that you heard and they were given to you, but now you see them totally different than the way you saw them.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's like so many times people can, and I'm not saying that the rhema word, he will give that and he does that, but, you know, I'm really... how many times have you looked at Scripture? Oh, let me ask you this. Lately.
Mm-hmm.
Lately. How many times have you looked at Scripture and then it drew you in and you had no understanding, but you knew you had to be there?
Right.
And I think it's because that's a nugget. That's a mystery. Just like this kingdom thing. You've read it.
Right.
You've read it. You've heard it. You've heard it mentioned at least in the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even his prayer. That wasn't for him.
Right.
It was the model prayer. He was teaching those guys how to pray because they didn't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, just remember that God's fixing to, and Brent will tell you the fun never stops. It's ongoing.
Yeah, it is.
He's changed so much for us. Man, would you agree?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just like a little baby bird in the nest with my mouth open.
Waiting on the next word. Yeah.
But if you're there, you're in a good place. You really are. And don't be surprised if there's not a lot around you that's where you are.
Mm, that's good.
You know?
At first, it's real peculiar, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really is.
And people might even see you as peculiar.
Now, I want to leave. I want to close this podcast out and we'll get on this second verse. But I want to just bring this to your memory. Y'all, we've been working Proverbs chapter 1 through 10. Now, I'm pausing here because I want to assemble my words correctly. You remember Solomon says, do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the person listening that's on the journey, that's had to walk away from it, they're scorned
mm-hmm.
by the religious.
You were, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And God's been dealing with me about that. Even, you know, you can become scornful not only at that, but in a situation when you're being critical.
Mm-hmm.
That is the seed of scornful. But I bring that up because there is a warning. Solomon gives a warning. And look here, whether you like it or not, and I'm not talking about to you, I'm talking about people. To quote Darren Begley, if you want wisdom, knowledge, why not learn from the second smartest man in the Bible?
There you go. That's pretty good, wasn't it?
So don't be discouraged, you know. And on this thing, we're going to talk about humility is the key. And we in the next podcast, we'll continue on with it because there's some good stuff here that we mm-hmm. want to talk with you about. You have anything in closing remarks?
No, I do, but I think I'll save it for the next one since we're getting focus on the humility.
Okay. All right, listen, I appreciate you listening. God bless you. You have my email. You can get in contact with us that way. And may God's blessings richly be upon you and be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and be courageous. Thank you for listening to The Journey. I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
Let's close out with that cool tune.
Welcome to The Journey.